Welcome to the MACPAR Fed Mission Success Podcast Series. MACPAR recently published a case study about how its innovation lab developed a fraud detection analytics dashboard using publicly available investor sentiment on social media. And this was aimed at preventing a similar situation that happened in 2020 with the GameStop phenomenon of stock prices being affected by public users through platforms like Reddit. And today we're joined by Tariq Islam, who is the Director of Technology and Solutions at MACPAR, Craig Cofrancesco, who's a solutions architect at MACPAR, Peter Cofrancesco, innovation engineer at MACPAR as well, and Tariq, Craig, and Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you all. Let's go ahead and start at a high level. If you don't mind, tell us about the MACPAR Innovation Lab and the role it played in developing this prototype, and we'll go with Tariq on this one.
Thanks, Matt. So we recently launched the Innovation Lab as a breeding ground to offer new capabilities to our customers by developing demos, proof of concepts, prototypes, and pilot activities. Our Innovation Lab, actually, there are two sides of the coin from looking from the MACPAR's perspective. Number one is to help MACPAR grow and by solving customers' problems. And the other part is building a sound employee base for MACPAR with exciting member experience. To achieve this purpose, we closely collaborate with our business development team so that we take on every single project we take on in the Innovation Lab is a real problem, real unique challenge our customers are facing. And the other part is that once we get a success story, we want to share with other partners and clients through our marketing department.
All right, that's excellent. Thanks, Tariq. Appreciate those insights. And let's shift over and tell us about the overall challenge that this agency faced and tell us more about the fraud detection analytics dashboard that you all presented. And we'll start with Craig on this one.
Sure, it was a unique challenge. Many financial analysts and people that investigate fraud, while well-trained in their domain, are not trained as programmers. And it creates an issue that standard data analytic workstations require a lot of training and programming knowledge and scripting knowledge. What we did was decide to use an open source solution in which we developed a simple dashboard that allowed the analyst to do their job while the data analytics was hidden from the need of the analyst to do that particular scripting themselves. So in the end, we were able to come up with a fairly human-friendly dashboard that allowed the analysts to delve deep into their domain knowledge and leverage that to come up with some insights into the data.
Excellent. Thanks, Craig. Tariq, anything to add to this one?
The only thing I'll add is that the model that we follow at the Innovation Lab is very rapid development prototype. We use AWS for now as our development platform. So we look at a problem and we look at the landscape, technology landscape. What is the right technology to solve a particular problem, not the other way around? So that is the mantra that we use for every single problem we take on, the real customer is facing, and figure out whether it's analytics or anything else, that what are the right technology set to solve that particular problem. And it is very key to have the success in a rapid development prototype environment.
All right, excellent. And let's shift over and tell us about the agile methodology that MACPAR's Innovation Lab used for developing this overall proof of concept. And we'll actually stick with Tariq on this one.
So that's a great segue of the last question. So we do have, in addition to the Innovation Lab, we have also launched an Agile Center of Excellence at MACPAR. What we did is we went through training everybody at the Innovation Lab. We hired a highly qualified, very experienced Agile coach. What that gave us, the Innovation Lab, is a base foundation for everybody, the whole team, that knows how to perform, how to develop in Agile framework. And what that did is basically that sets us up leveraging the whatever is appropriate for our team for a particular problem. We call it pragmatic agile. And leveraging that, we took on this particular challenge and developed a user stories. You'll hear about it a little bit and follow through the data scrum to really develop something such in a rapid pace. I think we did the first prototype in less than 2 weeks.
All right, that's excellent. Thanks, Tariq. Peter, anything to add to this one about the agile methodology?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say pragmatic is a great word for it, because you really have to use common sense to identify what works for you and discard what doesn't. Just as an example, a lot of times agile development focuses just on front-end aspect of user stories. And for us, because in typical agile development, it's assumed that the background environment is already set up, we had to include these back-end stories to have a full picture of what we were developing and to make sure that everything could occur in parallel while being kept track of well.
All right, great. And I also understand that human-centered design played a key role in this, with Craig actually serving as the guinea pig. And Craig, would love your take on this.
Yeah, it was my first time as a product owner, actually. I took on the persona of the financial analyst trying to determine whether or not there was a potential for fraud. And I was able to work with the innovation labs front end, and they developed a high fidelity mock-up using their tools that really formed the basis of a back and forth conversation. While I had a good idea of what kind of analytics I'd like, how you get there and what it looks like and what is the simplest user pathways for it, were all quickly hammered out, to my surprise, that they were able to take my user story, run through it, and then present me with what they heard and give my immediate feedback, and gave a great communications tool, in my view.
Oh, that's really neat. That's really, really cool stuff. Peter, anything to add to this?
Yeah, again, it's being very practical in your approach. You know, something to keep in mind is that human-centered design has been around since 1980, when Mike Cooley published Architect or B. And so the entire time that it has been implemented up till now, it's been paired with waterfall development. This presents a couple issues when you are trying to develop and plan in parallel. So this high fidelity mockup very much assisted all of our developers when defining their functional requirements. And it helped us to clarify further on when there was any, confusion about what functionality was expected.
All right, excellent. And you know what, Peter, let's dive in a little bit deeper, because this methodology was unique, and human-centered design, as you mentioned, is built around waterfall technologies, which tends to slow things down. But that was not the case with you all, and would love to hear more about that.
So a lot of that, it's focused around swarm methodologies, or mob programming as well. In a lot of cases, we were doing it at an ad hoc basis where, a obstacle or a blocker would be identified during our stand-up meeting, and we would swarm to identify and fix where the bottleneck was and what needed to be done. And so a lot of times when you're first going with swarm, it's everybody working on the same exact issue, and you do have to have several different approaches depending on what issue you're facing. So sometimes you might want to group up and then have a smaller group branch out where some kind of impediment forms, preventing the team from bringing a certain item to a close. A member or a pair will break out from the team and work on removing the impediment while the other work that the rest of the team is doing is occurring in parallel. Or, another situation where you might do that is when some routine low complexity work needs to be performed and you still don't want to slow down the development. There are other cases where a problem might be endemic to your entire system. And in those cases, you are going to initially swarm to fix the problem as a group. And once the fix is identified, people are going to be assigned different components of the system to implement the system-wide fix. And lastly, something very important to remember is to not fall into a groupthink where everybody is validating incorrect assumptions. It's very easy to lose the forest for the trees when you're working on a frustrating problem over a period of time. So having a person who is quote unquote in the dark on the problem come in as a second pair of eyes, and then you can discuss your decision-making with them, often provides a lot of valuable insight and can solve a lot of issues that you might not even realize exist yet.
All right. Excellent. Well, this certainly seems like something that could be replicated by other agencies. And Tariq, would love your take on that. Can this be replicated?
So we started the conversation with the purpose of the Innovation Lab is solving unique challenges that our customers are having. So although a particular problem such as the one that we're talking about is relevant to a certain segment or certain industry, but the process, the methodology, the rapid development, the technology, all of that can be replicated. We have figured out how to identify the right set of technology. We've used the agile methodology. We've used the human-centered design. All of that definitely can be replicated for similar problems, because you look at fraudulent fraud detection activity, you look at the healthcare, financial sectors, even Department of Defense. Most organizations do have a fraud detection problem. Once we identify what is the exact problem, the nature of the problem, then we can do everything that we talked about in a very similar manner.
All right. Excellent. Craig, anything to add to this one?
Yeah. Looking at it from a separate lens, let's look at it from business development. And I would say this is a critical capability that all companies are going to have to consider developing. With the digital playbook, best practices, and with the increase in code challenges that we're seeing out there for proposals, I think that a company that doesn't have the ability to stand up a prototype quickly and develop a solution and be able to demonstrate it in a very short sprint time will be working at a severe disadvantage.
Interesting. Well, you know, I really appreciate all of you taking your time today to really go deep on this particular case study here. This is really good stuff. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed? And we'll start with Tariq.
So one thing I would like to add is that, you know, there's a perspective that we've taken at the Innovation Lab, right? What we believe is that, you know, innovation doesn't have to be a groundbreaking breakthrough technology for our customers, but it has to be a refreshing idea, particular problem that our customers are facing. And that is the perspective we take. And every project, as I mentioned before, every project that we take on, it has to be a real problem for a real customer. And it has to align with our business development team so that we're not doing just a sci-fi activity, but really trying to figure out a solution to a real problem for a real customer.
That's great. Thanks, Tariq. Craig, any parting shots?
Yeah, I guess I'll just reemphasize the necessary part of having an innovation lab. And one of the true wonders of having a small business be able to invest in something like that. Where we have seen an immediate payback is during our partnerships, the ability to bring a solution and to demonstrate a solution whenever you're teaming together with other businesses. I find it's highly valued and sought after.
Excellent. Well, this concludes this MACPAR Fed Mission Success podcast interview where Tariq Islam, who's the Director of Technology and Solutions at MACPAR, along with Craig Cofrancesco, who's the Solutions Architect at MACPAR, and Peter Cofrancesco, who's an Innovation Engineer at MACPAR, all discussed and provided a very deep dive perspective into how MACPAR's Innovation Lab developed a fraud detection analytics dashboard to prevent a similar situation that happened in 2020 with the GameStop phenomenon of stock prices being affected by public users through platforms like Reddit. And Tariq, Craig, and Peter, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having us.